Well, good morning. And it is gorgeous out there, isn't it? I do have one announcement I want to put out that I'll get in the bulletin next week. But I received an invitation from the Hmong Alliance men to those of us who would like to go on a fishing trip to Devil's Lake. That'll be May 19th through the 21st. That's Friday through Sunday. We'd leave at 5 a.m. on Friday morning and get back sometime Sunday. Devil's Lake was North Dakota. Yeah, probably a lot of Devil's Lakes once you start thinking about it. But they've invited us to go now. Even though it's the Alliance men that are going, some of their wives are going too. So if any of the wives would like to attend, they would be welcome also. So just putting that out there for you. I'll have some more details on that next week. And I would like to express my thanks to all of you for all the work and support that everybody put in over the last couple of weeks for the three funerals. The families in all three were greatly ministered to. If you haven't had opportunity to read the letter that we got from James Root about Ross's funeral, it's down on the bulletin board in the foyer. Not everybody expresses their grief the same, nor is everybody comforted the same, yet we had enough ways that manners in which people were supplying comfort that everybody seemed to be touched. And that's only because it was the whole body of Christ doing it, not just me by myself, because I can't do it all. And praise God, I don't have to. And you all were there to do it too. In particular, Gloria, I thank you for all the work you were putting in and generaling the kitchen over the last couple of weeks. And just give Gloria a hand, if you would. Seriously. It ain't easy. She doesn't like it when I call anymore, I don't think. Guess what? Okay. Moving on. Let's turn to our scripture passage for today. Romans chapter 7. We'll be looking at the first six verses. It says, "Do you not know, brothers, for I am speaking to men who know the law, that the law has authority over man only as long as he lives? For example, by law, a married woman is bound to her husband as long as he is alive. But if her husband dies, she is released from the law of marriage. So then, if she marries another man while her husband is still alive, she is called an adulteress. But if her husband dies, she is released from the law and is not an adulteress, even though she marries another man. So, my brothers, you also died to the law through the body of Christ, that you might belong to another, to him who was raised from the dead, in order that we might bear fruit to God. For when we were controlled by the sinful nature, the sinful passions aroused by the law were at work in our bodies, so that we bore fruit for death. But now, by dying to what once bound us, we have been released from the law so that we may serve the new way of the Spirit and not in the old way of the written code." Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the opportunity we have to read it and study it and learn from it each and every day. But Lord, without the Holy Spirit to guide us and open the scriptures for us, it's not as alive as it should be. So Lord, send your Holy Spirit to open each of our hearts and minds to your word, that you might place in there the truth and the application for our lives yet today. Lord, I pray that you would speak through me as I come this morning. that my words would be encouraging and a blessing to your people. Now, Lord, let your name be the one that is lifted up and glorified this day. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Death is a theme that we have in Scripture. We're told that forgiveness of sin requires that blood sacrifice. We're told that Jesus died for us. We see throughout the Old Testament, prophets and saints martyred for the Lord. Some tortured. And we see many conflicts. But the biggest conflict is that of us and our will with God and His will. The law was put there for the purpose of showing us what God's will is, to show us what's right and wrong. And here we're told that if we die, things that were bound by the law through us are no longer bound as such. As a husband and wife, if one dies, the other is no longer bound by that marriage. Now, coming up on my 24th anniversary, that's not one that I'm really getting excited about for an illustration, mind you. But the point is that the written law is finite, that it's bounded by our death to it. Yet we have the law of the Spirit, or as it's referred to in the new way of the Spirit, which we can be reborn in. Now, when Jesus had that conversation with Nicodemus and was telling him how to become a new spiritual creature, something to be reborn, first he needed to die to self, die to the law, in order to be reborn a new child in God. This is kind of a weird discussion here. When I first read it, I kind of went, I don't know. And a lot of people read this and probably just kind of bounce over because it's uncomfortable. It's not easy. But it is easier than we sometimes try to make it. It's not that difficult. Because basically what God is telling us here through Paul is that we need to die to ourselves so that we can live through Christ. Baptism is symbolic of that death. Baptism is symbolically being buried under the water and being resurrected again, being a new creation, a new creature in Christ. So reoccurring theme throughout Scripture, this death and rebirth. Why is it important that we die? Can't I just quit? Can't I just leave it behind? Why do I have to kill it? Why do I have to be killed? My spirit, my flesh, my, in order for me to live for Christ. I don't know why God worked it that way. But I do know that most things, that as long as they are alive, struggle to stay alive. Struggle to regain their place and become more healthy or grow. In order to get rid of them, truly and honestly, they need to be killed. Cancer is one example of, you just can't, it's not good enough to just slow it down because it will continue coming. They beat it with radiation and drugs and poisons in the body in order to actually kill that cancer. Or they will remove it, excise it immediately from the body. Why? Because if not, the cancer will take over the body and bring death. And that's what sin is in our lives. In our fleshly nature and desire. If we don't put that desire to death, it keeps trying to resurrect. Keeps trying to take over and get healed up and get old. And you can put it down for a while, cut it back. But if you leave it be, what happens? It starts to regrow again. Anybody here ever experienced that in their lives? Yes? But if we die to it, if we die dead, there is no resurrection aside from Christ. So, my brothers, you also died to the law through the body of Christ, that you might belong to another, to Him who was raised from the dead. Why? In order that you might bear fruit to God. So that we can do God's will and work here on earth. So that we can worship and be in fellowship with Him. I don't know how to die to Christ, you might say. You know, this really sounds... How do I do that? You do it at the cross. You say, Lord, I can't do it, but you can. And you lay it all right there. You say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. See, that's when God comes in and brings that spiritual life and releases us from the ties to the law. See, remember, the law brings us to death. But through the death, we have the resurrection. And we have life in Christ. We've been released from the law so that we may serve in the new way of the Spirit. Not in the old way of the written code. Now, this is where we get confused. And this is what was going on here. One of the things that Paul was trying to deal with is once we become new children in Christ, we've been sealed with the Holy Spirit, we are children received in the kingdom of God. Why do we continually go back to trying to live by the law? And live according to the old rules and the old ways. We need to put to death those desires, those habits, and seek to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. See, we're not supposed to be following the rules and regulations of the law. In the Judaic tradition, they say that there are 613 laws given in the prophets. That's absolutely nothing compared to how many laws were written by probably the Minnesota State Legislature in the last 20 years, much less our federal government. But we keep trying to go back to regulating and doing things that way, by the law, where instead what we're supposed to be doing is following the Spirit. Now, I'm not saying that we're not bound by the laws of man here on earth. In our interaction with others, we are, to as long as those laws don't conflict with the direction of God. But it's the Holy Spirit who resides within us, who tells us what it is that He wants us to be doing. See, I don't know if it's God talking to me. I don't know if it's the Holy Spirit. How do I know? Read God's Word. Spend time reading. Pray. Listen to His voice. Get used to talking so that when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, you hear and recognize His voice. Because it's easier to serve when you hear the command. Again, if we die to the law and we're living to the Holy Spirit, we need to keep from trying to encumbering ourselves with the rules and regulations of the law. Say, well, we don't do that anymore, Pastor. I have run into people who purport to be Christians who will tell me, who have said that, you know, if somebody smokes a cigarette, they're not a Christian. I've often met Christians who said if you're a Democrat, you're not a Christian. I've met Christians that said if you're a Republican, you're not a Christian. I don't think he's Green Party. Actually, see, we try to put people, write these little rules. A Sabbath day journey. You can't go farther than that. Unless, of course, you build a little hut. You know, you've one Sabbath day journey away, and then you can travel a second Sabbath day because your home is that far away. They come in with these rules to try to get around, circumvent the purpose and the intent. What was the purpose and the intent of having a Sabbath day rest? Rest. To spend time with God. So instead of being bound up with how far can I walk and what can I carry and what can I not do, we need to be just submitted and fully following where the Holy Spirit is leading us. For when we were controlled by the sinful nature, the sinful passions aroused by the law were at work in our bodies, so we bore fruit of death. But now, by dying to what once bound us, we have been released from the law, so that we will serve in the new way of the Spirit and not in the old way of the written code. I'm not saying throw away your Bible. Okay, hear me there. What I'm saying is that we're not supposed to get caught up in rules and regulation. God is concerned after your heart. What is the desire of your heart? To follow Him? To do His will? Or to try to circumvent His will by finding a loophole in the law? Like we do with our taxes. Like we do with all sorts of things. We don't like to be bound up in them, but yet we want to tie everybody else up in them. You can't do this, you can't do that. It's often the mantra that people associate with Christians. And that's not what we're supposed to be about. We're supposed to be about freedom in Christ. Having received Christ, you're free from the law. Why? Because it's been satisfied. Because the death has already been paid. And now, you've become a new creation in Christ, a new creature, one who is to live and serve the new way of the Spirit. Serve in the new way of the Spirit. What is the new way of the Spirit? It's the Holy Spirit living and residing within us, speaking to each and every one of us. That means you are responsible for hearing and following the Lord's Word as He speaks to you. That's your job. You are responsible. You're not to look to somebody else to tell you what is the right law. But instead, you're supposed to be looking to the Holy Spirit and saying, Holy Spirit, lead me. He will lead you through His Word. He will lead you through your heart. He will lead you through the counsel of others. But it's your responsibility. It's not, as opposed to the law, where we have somebody else coming in from the outside and doing the enforcement upon us. So we're free from the law. And we're filled with the Spirit. We need to live like it. If we're not bound by the law, why do we attempt to live by the law? Why do we attempt to make others live by the law? That's what's being spoken here. Don't do it. It's wrong. Live by the Spirit. So this morning, I ask you to die to self and live to the Spirit in Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we thank You that You did send Jesus to live and die and to rise again so that He could be the first fruits of eternal life, a promise to us that You have overcome the law, overcome death. That we have received forgiveness and eternal life. Lord, help us as we seek to serve in the new way of the Spirit and not by the old way of the code, the written code, Lord. That You write upon each of our hearts through Your Holy Spirit, Your will, as You've written Your Word. Write it in such a way that Your name is glorified in each of our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand as we close by singing, Thou Art Worthy. It's also hymn number 599.